This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A young man walks straight to the Prophet ﷺ, surrounded by the companions, and he makes a very strange request. He says, "O Prophet of Allah, allow me to do the haram." What? "Allow me to fulfill my desires towards the opposite gender." So the Sahaba were upset. فزجروه. Like, what are you talking about? And they said, "Ma, ma, whoa, whoa, whoa." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look how he handled it and look how he advised him. He says, "Udnu, come close to me. Ta'al, come here." So this young man came and he sat next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet asked him a question. "Would you be okay if someone does what you said to your mother, wanting to fulfill their desires towards your mother? Would you be okay with that?" So the man said, "La wallah, la wallah, of course not. My beloved Prophet, no, of course not." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "And people do not want this for their mothers. Would you want this to happen to your own sister?" "No, O Rasulullah, of course not, my beloved Prophet, no way." He said, "Then other people would not approve or like for this to happen to their own sisters." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Would you be okay if this happens to your daughter, to your paternal aunt, to your maternal aunt?" And every time he says, "No, wallahi Rasulullah, I would never want this to happen to me, to my sister, to my mom, to my daughter, to my auntie, no way." He says, similarly, they would not want the people for this to happen to their sisters, mothers, and daughters. Then he placed his hand onto this man's body, young man, and he said, "Allahumma ighfir dhanbah wa tahhir qalbah wa hassin farjah." Oh Allah, forgive this man's sins, and ya Allah, purify his heart, and ya Allah, protect his chastity. The narrator says, this man, after this incident, never was inclined to do such haram. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet lived by the Quran sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the ayah that very likely he lived by out of many ayat was the following ayah: "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasanah." Call people to the path of Allah with wisdom and kind advice. "Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." If you want to debate, then debate with the best of akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived with the Quran. May Allah allow you and I to speak with wisdom and understanding, and based on the one being advised, at what level that we speak at. May Allah bless you and protect you. Wassalamu alaikum.